man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, we can. Si se puede, as Barack Obama would say. We can survive. We are surviving here in North Dakota and wherever you are. This is the Trump Phenomenon Show dedicated to American patriots. And we're live Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Skip Saturday and come back at Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm James Kelso. Today, the date, June 10th, 2020. And thank you for tuning in. A special thank you to all you Talk Stream Live listeners out there. Well, a good 24 hours or not since we last met here in the Trump Clubhouse. It's been good. Although, I don't know, is Donald Trump losing his edge? He's only added 100,000 new followers on Twitter since we last met here. Maybe he's off his game. Only 100,000 new followers. Maybe he can do better tomorrow. Other than that, everything's wonderful. The left, the loony left, exposing themselves. They just keep doing it. It's wonderful. As Lawrence Welk, a native North Dakotan, said, a wonderful, a wonderful, a wonderful. But something else wonderful has happened in the last 24 hours. Let's find this announcement. In case you missed it, Trump announces next campaign rally for Tulsa, Oklahoma, where how did Merle Haggard sing it? The kids here still respect the college dean. Oh, we don't wear sandals, and well, I'll go find it and I'll play it for you. But Tulsa, Oklahoma. And here's the most exciting part. Today is June 10th, June 19th. Yeehaw! 9 short days to wait until we go wild again. President Donald Trump announced today that he would host his first rally since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. That was March 2nd, our last Trump rally. That was in Charlotte, North Carolina. Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going, quote, we are going to start our rallies back up now. We've had a tremendous run at rallies, he told reporters. And he made that announcement during a meeting with conservative black leaders in the White House. That was something to watch today. Incredible. A big table full of conservative black leaders. President, masterful, as always. And the president said, I'm planning rallies in Florida, Texas, and Arizona. All right. Remember that first great MAGA rally? I believe the very first one was in Phoenix. I believe it was Arizona. And that got the ball rolling. He says, I don't think there's been an empty seat since we came down the escalator with the future first lady at that point. It's been an amazing thing to behold. And here's another exciting announcement. He will attend the graduation ceremony on Saturday at West Point. They're in New York, his former home. State of New York, he now hangs his name on the mailbox there in Palm Beach, Florida. So all that's good stuff. And let's see, what's another? Oh, there's some other good ones in here. Okay, the president, I announced recently, the president was, I think, 64 and 0 in calling primary elections correctly. That is, those he endorsed have won. His undefeated record after yesterday's elections is now 73-0. Undefeated. That's nice. Stick that in your pipe, Mitt Romney, and smoke it. And no, Mitt, you won't be getting an endorsement from Donald Trump. And he'll be right, once again, because you will lose. And Lisa Murkowski, same applies to you in your next Senate run. Here's one. The president, noting the presence of deep staters at Fox News, says, incredible, Fox News just took, this is 10 hours ago, just took a congressional hearing off the air just prior to important witness statements. More like CNN. And then his conclusion, Fox is lost. Fox is lost. Now, let's connect that with other things we've heard from the president on that subject. The president is very, very interested in the creation of a brand new Patriot Network, TV, radio, newspapers, you name it, everything, all media, all pro-American, all the time. I'll tell you, folks, he's working on it in the background. I'm betting you he's working on it. Nobody's going to take the bet. I know you all agree with me. He's working on it in the background. And when he says Fox is lost, that's a pretty definitive statement. I think that means he's now committed to a brand new Patriot Network. And all it would, you know, we're thinking, well, it might be hard to get Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Lou Dobbs to come over to the new network. Well, not really. Let's say they have a contract with a no-compete clause or something like that. All Carlson and Hannity and Dobbs have to do is go to the Murdochs and say, hey, look, let us out of our contract. Otherwise, well, you're not going to hear the end of it because we won't be the hosting those other shows. Our no-compete clause won't let us host shows on the Southern Network, but it can't stop us from being guests. And we'll be guesting so much that the difference between our guesting appearances and hosting will be indiscernible. Anyway, so you might as well let us out of our contracts. And of course, us Patriots will help out. All right. The great statement to Congress by Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio, concerning defunding, not, the president puts in with an exclamation mark, our great police, defunding our great police. This radical left agenda is not going to happen. Sleepy Joe Biden will be, and already is, pulled all the way left. Many, like Minneapolis, want to close their police departments. And then the president correctly summarizes that in one word, crazy. Here's a statement from Attorney General Bill Barr, appeared on Brett Byer's show. Kind of got confused there with Brett and Bill. Here's the quote from Attorney General Bill Barr. This is good stuff. For the first time in history, police organizations and national security organizations were used to spy on a campaign, and there was no basis for it. The media largely drove that, and claims were made that could have affected the election of the president. Unquote, Bill Barr. That is beautiful stuff. Now, we are led to believe that John Durham's report and or indictments are coming fast and are about to appear. So I'm getting the feeling that John Durham is on the same page as Bill Barr. This could be beautiful. I think I heard Ken Starr, it was, on Fox saying he believes that one of those most likely to be indicted will be FBI Director James Comey. That will be so sweet. We'll all have to get out our party hats and our noisemakers when that news breaks. And of course, it's even worse than Bill Barr says. They were used to spy on a campaign, but that's not even the worst of it. They were used to take down a presidential candidate, not just to spy on him, not just passively observing, no, to take him down, to defeat him. Unheard of, never happened in American history. Has to be indicted. All those implicated, all those who took part in that worst political crime in American history must be held accountable, which means they must go to prison. Here's another one. I didn't catch this today. He says NASDAQ hits all-time high. So it went higher today than it was yesterday. Tremendous progress being made, way ahead of schedule, USA. Very nice. Surprising even the president, the most optimistic of all of us. Dan Crenshaw, that great new congressman with the eye patch who gave an eye to his country in the military service, he says this is dangerous, counterproductive, and deeply irrational. Defund the police is not a call from the fringes of the far left anymore. It has gone from a radical slogan to actual policy in a major American city within days. And he's referring to Minneapolis, where a veto-proof majority, 9 members, say they will start the process of defunding and dismantling the police department. Let's find another one here from the president. Trump rejects a call to rename military bases named after Confederate leaders. For all of you out there, you know, wondering, is Donald Trump the real deal? Does he keep his promises? Does he ever stray from the true path? Well, here's another illustration. He is the real deal. He rejects the call to rename military bases named after Confederate leaders. So can you think of a few that you know? Maybe you served at a few of these. President Donald Trump on Wednesday rejected the idea of renaming U.S. military bases named after Confederate leaders. And by the way, notice the president's stronger than people under him in the Army and the other services who kind of wiffle-waffled around. And, well, I would consider that, who's that guy, who's that cartoon character? Elmer Fudd. They sound like Elmer Fudd. You quasi wabbit, you quasi wabbit, stop it, you wabbit. No balls. It's not supposed to be a characteristic of a military leader, of a general. That's one of the anatomical features they're supposed to have, part of the job. He rejected the idea, declaring our history as the greatest nation in the world. Isn't that nice? will not be tampered with. I'm loving that. It has been suggested that we should rename as many as 10 of our legendary military bases, such as Fort Bragg in North Carolina. By the way, I used to live in Fort Bragg, Mendocino County, California. I don't know if it was named after Braxton Bragg or not. Oddly enough, it's just a little kind of a tidbit of history here. The local newspaper in Sonoma County. I think it was the Sonoma County Ledger, maybe. It was a Democrat newspaper. not today's kind of Democrat. During the Civil War, they came out in support of the Confederacy in Mendocino County, California. The local newspaper supported the Confederacy. Anyway, I used to live in Fort Bragg there in Mendocino. Whoa, is that wonderful. So Fort Bragg in North Carolina, Fort Hood in Texas, Fort Benning in Georgia, etc. President Trump wrote on Twitter, "These monumental and very powerful bases have become part of a great American heritage and the history of winning, victory, and freedom. The United States of America trained and deployed our heroes on these hallowed grounds and won 2 world wars." I'll tell you, you can't stand up any more strongly than that. I love that. "Therefore, my administration will not even consider the renaming of these magnificent and fabled military installations. Our history as the greatest nation in the world will not be tampered with. Respect our military," unquote, he added. I'll go down here a little lower. President Trump's remarks come after a spokesperson for Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy said in a Monday interview with Politico that he is open to a bipartisan discussion on whether to rename 10 bases and facilities that are named after Confederate figures. So you see, the Army Secretary doesn't have what it takes to be a general. Donald Trump does, a patriot general. Army spokesperson Colonel Sunset Bolinsky. Now, what kind of name is that? Sunset. Do you have any feeling for that as to whether that's a man or a woman? It's kind of sounding like that might be a girl. Colonel Sunset Bolinsky said Defense Secretary Mark Esper also supports possible discussions on the matter. Oh, let's wave the white flag, Sunset. And Mark and Ryan, yes, don't get your head above the parapet. You might get shot. Just wave the white flag and you'll be safe. That's the kind of leaders we need in the military. Once again, the president much better than the help. On Tuesday, retired, I insert parentheses, thank God, U.S. Army General and former CIA Director David Petraeus urged for the removal of the names of Confederate figures from U.S. Army bases around the world. Now, get this over-the-top effort at being politically correct. I mean, this guy is crawling on his hands and knees, crawling on his belly, and sucking the toes of the enemy. He says, "It gives me considerable pause." Oh, it gets worse. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
And we're talking about the president standing up for, you know, how many, is it millions of American men and some women went through training at places like Fort Bragg and Fort Hood. Speaking of Fort Hood, the president says, my administration won't even consider renaming these legendary, historic American bases. Here's one reason. Now, who named these bases? Yeah, it was Northerners who participated in choosing. You know, this is lost on poor kids today. They're not getting any kind of education. After the Civil War, the brave soldiers of the Confederacy and the brave soldiers of the North really expressed admiration for each other. And they met in reunions and encampments for decades after the Civil War, going all the way up to probably like 1920. They were still having huge camps in which they expressed their admiration for each other. It was truly a brotherly bond of love between these veterans. And here's an example of why they admired somebody like General John Bell Hood. At the Battle of Gaines' Mill on June 27th, and I think that would be 1864, but correct me if I'm wrong, you Civil War historians out there, Hood distinguished himself by leading his brigade, and he obviously would be on a horse compared to his men who wouldn't be, in a charge that broke the Union line. That being on a horse meaning you're going to get shot at a lot more. That broke the Union line, which was the most successful Confederate performance in the 7 days' battles. Hood himself survived unscathed, but over 400 of his men and most of the officers in the Texas Brigade were killed or wounded. He broke down and wept at the sight of the dead and dying men on the field. And now I'll bring another name in, General Stonewall Jackson. After inspecting the Union entrenchments that John Bell Hood just overcame, Major General Stonewall Jackson remarked, quote, "The men who carried this position were truly soldiers indeed." And that might reminds me of a statement I read just a couple days ago from General Longstreet, who I think said to General Lee, he said about the Union position on Cemetery Hill, which General Pickett and other generals were tasked with taking after crossing almost a mile of open fields. General Longstreet said, "No 15,000 men in the history of war could have taken that position." Wow. The guts of these people. And that's what the Union, you know, Union soldiers after combats like that, those Union soldiers, Gettysburg, you don't think they thought a lot of the manhood of the men who came across in Pickett's charge? They certainly did. Well, not like the pukes of today of the left who want to erase American history and destroy our traditions. Let's go back to the president. Well, let's see if he's tweeted in the last 30 seconds. And by the way, that's part of the new patriot media that the president is so eager to be to really be the creator or the man who launches it. The new patriot media will have to include something that's not Twitter. That's our kind of a social media. Here's a brand new tweet. He just put this a retweet up. He said, "Since April, the U.S. Coast Guard and the U.S. Navy have stopped more than 94,000 pounds of cocaine and 9,200 pounds of marijuana from being smuggled into the U.S." And here's a picture of a magnificent Coast Guard cutter with its bright red chopper on the deck. "The Trump initiative has seized $1 billion worth of drugs at sea amid the pandemic." Here's Jim Jordan. This is what the president was talking about, admiring what Jim Jordan had to say today. Let's listen in to one of the greats.
"Life is precious. Our country, greatest country ever, started on that premise. The document that launched this experiment in liberty we call America says this: we are all endowed by our creator with certain inalienable rights."
We'll come right back to Jim Jordan after this break.
"It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good."
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. We've got some we've got somebody on the phone here, James in Charlotte. I'm assuming North Carolina, James.
That's right, my friend. It's been a while since I've talked with you. I just thought I'd let you know. You said you lived in Fort Bragg at one time.
Well, not North Carolina, Fort Bragg, California.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That was named after the Confederate general, Braxton Bragg. I checked. I was pretty sure it was. But what happened, one of the officers that was serving at the Presidio in San Francisco, they set up a post up there in Mendocino County, or what became Mendocino County. And the officer who set it up, his former commanding officer was Braxton Bragg, and so he named it Fort Bragg after the Braxton Bragg.
Oh, that's a great history that I didn't know, from my own town of about 5,000 people, folks, right there on the beautiful Pacific Coast, on the bluffs there above the ocean, in Mendocino County. Oh, my, that is a redwood country. It is magnificent. Salmon, streams, oh, it's got everything.
Well, I actually went up through there when I was a couple of trips up through there, when I was stationed at Vandenberg and up through Mendocino County. I don't know if you've ever been up to the far north, up to Mount Shasta country.
Yes,
Trinity
I have.
Alps, and that's really incredible country up there.
Yes, it is. And that, by the way, that part of California, folks, is very patriotic. And there have long been moves afoot to secede from the more liberal parts of California. And it's something that would be very appropriate, really. There's some really patriotic parts to California. Sad news for you patriots there in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're dumb government governor. He lost the Republican convention for you.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah, and wasn't the announcement today that the Republicans are selecting Jacksonville, Florida?
I think Jacksonville's first in the running, but Roy Cooper's really screwed the pooch again. He didn't seem to have any trouble with thousands and thousands of protesters right in front of the governor's mansion in Raleigh a couple of weeks ago. And I'm ashamed to say that Raleigh was one of the cities where the police knelt down in front of the protesters.
Oh, yeah, that's my goodness. You know, come on, you guys, come to your senses. get up off of your knees. Oh, yeah. And, you know, this is so pathetic, this war against America. But, you know, James, I think this is going to turn out okay, because I think that, you know, Americans, you know, as, Americans are very smart. The patriots in America are very smart. I don't think that the media's ability to hoodwink the American people is intact. And so I think come November 3rd, America is going to be revulsed by all of this. I think they're going to realize, oh, Tucker Carlson said it today. You know, on this show, we were saying we all got hosed by the pandemic. That was our terminology. Tucker Carlson tonight said we all got worked. We all got played. That was his verb. We all got played. So it was very nice to hear Tucker Carlson say exactly what we were saying on day one of the fake pandemic. It was a flu virus that was especially hard on really old people with really bad health, really packed into tiny concentrations in old people's homes, the exact worst place for them to be. And anyway, nice to see that. But how are you feeling? It is a while since we talked. How are you feeling about, for instance, the super zoom in the stock market, the incredibly good employment news, you know, this week, where the so-called experts, the same kind of experts that told us 2.2 million people were going to die from the worst pandemic ever, those same type of morons were telling us last week that the May job total would show 8 million additional jobs lost, 8 million lost for May, and the actual numbers came out 2.5 million gained. Man, wow, you couldn't be more upside down or wrong than that. That's good news, don't you think?
Oh, it's absolutely. I think we're going to continue to see it. In fact, I would say unless, you know, some really incredible, almost out of the clear blue sky event hits, I think we're going to see continued growth and probably some really spectacular numbers posted over the next few months and on into the campaign season, which is going to do nothing but benefit Trump.
Well, something out of the blue, like a jet airplane mysteriously crashing into a New York skyscraper?
Well, that's been tried.
Except the problem, World Trade Center 7 that fell down at 3 fall speed. Folks, this has got to be remembered. We can't let this go into the memory hole. World Trade Center fell down, seven fell down. I think, James, it was supposed to get hit by an airplane too. And for whatever reason, they didn't get their, they didn't get enough fake Saudi Arabian passengers onto one of their planes. And that plane never hit World Trade Center 7, but it was already wired. It was already wired for demolition. So what do you do? What do you do if you're if you're running that operation? A plane hit World Trade Center 1. Another plane hit World Trade Center 2, those 210-story buildings. But the third tallest, World Trade Center 7 at 47 stories, your plane didn't show up. But your boys had already been in there, had it all wired up, all up and down the building, hundreds and hundreds of probably thermite charges, ready to cut all the steel that could easily handle an airplane crash. All that steel, folks, those buildings were designed to handle multiple impacts of jet airplanes and not suffer any structural damage. They were designed to handle tornadoes, hurricanes, and fires. They were designed to handle a fire from the ground floor to the top roof without suffering any structural damage, okay? So they had World Trade Center 1 and 2 wired. So Larry Silverstein said, the decision was made to pulled the demolition on those two buildings. So what was it, about 45 minutes after the planes hit, they brought the towers down. But now they're left with World Trade Center 7. The day wears on. Can you imagine what it must have been like to be in that meeting of whoever the criminals were who actually brought down those World Trade Centers? It wasn't the camel jockeys in the airplanes, folks, and it wasn't the airplanes. Those guys got played themselves. They got hosed. No. It was whoever put those controlled demolition charges in the three buildings. Now it's 5 hours later after your plane doesn't show up. Now what do you do? Because somebody, if you don't set off the charges and bring the building down, you know, investigators who aren't in on the deal, who aren't part of the treason, they're going to be swarming all over the building and they're going to say, hey, Joe, looky over here. Look at this. There's a thermite charge. Look at this wire. It's going over to yours. Oh, you got one over there. And they would find hundreds, maybe thousands of these charges. Some of maybe not wired. Maybe they were. Maybe it was wireless. But the point is this: with all that evidence, so they said, okay, we gotta. And Larry Silverstein said, so the decision was made to pull it. To pull it. What, Larry? What did you mean? To pull it. That term is a term of art from demolition. You pull a building. And that's what he said. The decision was made to pull it. And then later he said, well, I meant to pull the firefighters out of the building. No, they were already long gone out of there. So Larry Silverstein knows what happened. He's still alive. His office is still in the rebuilt World Trade Center, 47 stories, number 7. But so, yeah, I get your reference there, James. They're getting it's desperation time. Maybe they have to. The COVID coronavirus scam didn't work. The George Floyd scam isn't working. The riots aren't working. Attacking the police department, that's not working. So who knows what they've got in their bag of tricks now, James? Only time will tell.
Yes, I'm afraid so. That's
but you're right. They already tried. They already tried the airplanes and the controlled demolition route. But I don't know. A dog returns to its vomit. Maybe they'll try again.
Well, if we get into this 9/11 discussion, it could go on for hours. You're absolutely right. I mean, the proof is beyond any reasonable. It is beyond any reasonable doubt, any reasonable rebuttal that the buildings were brought down by demolition charges.
Yeah, and folks, but if you have any, if you doubt what James is saying, if you doubt what James just said, just go to, I want you to write this website down or remember it. It's a little bit complicated. AE911truth.org. AE stands for Architects and Engineers. AE911truth.org. If you haven't visited that website yet, you haven't lived. You must go there. I've spent hundreds of hours on that website. I've met twice the creator of it. And this website has, I've forgotten the number now, thousands of licensed top-level architects and engineers who have all signed a statement saying that World Trade Center 7 was, and the other buildings as well, were controlled demolitions. That means it's one of the greatest acts, one of the greatest crimes in the history of the world. Somebody intentionally killed, what was the total number of dead there? Was it 3,000?
Yeah, something like around 3,000.
Something like 3,000. That's 3,000 murders, folks. Whoever perpetrated that planned mass murder can't be hung enough times. And all of the people involved can't be strung up and hung enough times for the crime they committed. And that crime has still not been investigated. And I'll tell you this, I'll give you this tidbit here. If the president is reelected on November 3rd, and now he has clear sailing his last 4 years, doesn't have to worry about getting reelected to finish his mission. I'll tell you what, I think in his second 4 years, it will be Donald John Trump who personally orders an investigative commission on what really happened at the World Trade Center on 9/11. And I believe it'll be the biggest bombshell in investigative history when they find out who, and I think it can be found out, who planted those charges and who killed all those Americans. And well, exactly what the Project for a New America, the New American Century, called for. They called for another Pearl Harbor in order to do what? This is our theme tonight. Hoodwink the American people, to play us, to hose us. This is what 9/11 was, a hose job. And as long as they control the media, per the prophecy of George Orwell in 1948, the year I was born, they've been able to get away with this as long as they control the media, who identified this element of their plan? Who labeled them properly? The first American, great American leader to say that the media are the enemy of the people. Donald Trump. And he said it enough times now, it's sunk in well enough into enough millions of us. I think he's set the hook. James, what do you think?
Well, I'd love to see it happen. I mean, I don't know exactly what the reaction of the left would be. I mean, they're so intent on establishing a police state with their leaders in control that I think that they would absolutely go into hysterics against any kind of another investigation.
Yeah, imagine this. Imagine, folks, one day the president tweets out, I'm calling for an investigation into what really happened on 9/11. Now, if you're a left-winger, if you're Chris Cuomo, how do you object? What's your problem, Chris, baby? You don't want to know what happened there? You're a New Yorker. You don't want to know? Not okay to investigate? You're an investigative reporter? So, yeah, they're going to be left twisting in the wind, James. Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. When you go to AE911truth.org, folks, the engineers and the architects who have proved This is not speculation. As James said earlier, no intelligent person can read for, you know, an hour at 911truth.org and not be absolutely convinced that 9/11 was an inside job. And I loved, I think it was the year was 2008. I was there in Manhattan at the World Trade Center site, hadn't been rebuilt yet. The World Trade Center 7 had been rebuilt, but I was there with Alex Jones, who held a rally. And we even had a meeting in the Webster Hall. There were thousands of us.
Men started crying. Miners were praying.
Well, beat fast. Stick around, James, so I can say goodbye properly. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And we have on the phone with us James and Charlotte. And James, I can tell from the way you're speaking, James is perfectly aware that World Trade Center 7, that's got to make that part of your vocabulary, folks. And I promise you, Donald Trump, if he were listening to us right now, and maybe he is, he would know what we're talking about and agree that World WTC 7 is the smoking controlled demolition. Somebody brought it down. The evidence is there's more. Well, let's put it this way. The video of this controlled demolition of World Trade Center 7 was shown to Europe's top demolition expert, the top guy. I believe his office was in Brussels, Belgium. I'm forgetting his name for the moment. Richard Gage, the creator of AE911truth.org, took the video to this top demolition guy in Europe. He showed the video of World Trade Center 7 collapsing. Now, he had never seen it before. And you say, well, wait a minute. Why didn't he ever see it before? He didn't see it, folks, because the controlled news media never showed it. They showed 1 and 2 going down. So he watched the collapse of World Trade Center 7. Now, the Richard Gage's man there in his office didn't tell him what he was looking at. He just said, I want you to watch this video and then tell me what you think of it. So he watched it. This is Europe's top controlled demolition man, a man who's brought down hundreds of buildings in exactly this fashion. And he said, that was a perfect controlled demolition. Perfect. Textbook. And then the AE911truth.org man said, well, do you know what you just saw? He says, no. He said, that was the third building at the World Trade Center that collapsed on 9/11. He said, what do you mean? There's no third building. Yes, there is. No, there were only two. No, that's what you were told. This is a top demolition guy in all of Europe. He said, you mean there was a third building? Yes, there was. And then he said, well, and you could tell he was nervous. He was shaking. He was dumbfounded. So, folks, this is not an amateur. This is not a peanut gallery guy like Kelso or James in Charlotte. This is the top guy. He watched the video. He said that was a perfect controlled demolition. Now, remember, no airplane hit that building. Nothing hit that building. It was undamaged. Nothing. No damage. But it collapsed at free fall. That sounds like a technical term. It means that as one of the characteristics of a controlled demolition is free fall, because what the dynamiters, well, in this case, the thermite explosives experts do, they cut everything at the same or almost in sequence, same time, starting many times with the bottom floor, so that everything falls as if it were in free fall with no resistance. And that's what the building did. If you haven't investigated that, AE911truth.org, that should be your takeaway from tonight's show. I think Trump will finally investigate it. We'll talk about it more in tomorrow night's show. See you there. Thanks, James. So long.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.